He refuses to accept, even-handedly, divine and secular law. I will never forgive myself for this failure. I'm inconsolable. For a second, I felt the urge to pat the poor man on the shoulder, but I failed to do so. Instead, I simply stated in unequivocal banality, "We just can't look into other people's minds." "We shall see," Holmes replied firmly. "While I do not share Inspector Lestrade's methodical overzealousness, I agree with him on one matter. We have made a futile attempt by using the means of the church. Now it is time for a real investigation and questioning. A criminological investigation that uses our tools of analysis, combination, and conclusion. After lunch, we will ask all of the friars to an interrogation. It would be antic if we could not separate the wolf in the sheep's clothing from the rest of the herd, even if he uses good camouflage." "So be it," said the abbot, who again made a more optimistic impression. "I would gladly provide my study for the interviews." Since we had spent most of this morning waiting on the confession to be over, there was not much time left until lunch. While the abbot and the vicar had to do their daily activities, we made our way to the library, where we had arranged a rendezvous with Brother Nicholas. As we passed the chapel, we saw that the friars were already busy with repairing the damage the fire had done. The charred remains of the confessional box.